You hear a lot about amazing machine learning successes in areas like image recognition, playing Go, or winning competitive video games. And make no mistake, these really are impressive accomplishments. They're things that would have been impossible 10 or probably even 5 years ago. But it's also true that you likely don't see so many great machine learning successes in your enterprise. So one of the big questions people ask about machine learning is when, and by when I mean in what circumstances, is it going to deliver big wins? There's two sides to that question. The first is organizational. What does it take to get those wins? But the second is what kind of problem space is actually appropriate for machine learning? There's some factors to think about when you're evaluating that second question. Things like, does it have defined outcomes? Clock time efficiency, scale efficiency, and variation bottlenecks. I've already talked and written about the importance of having defined outcomes for supervised learning. For the machine to learn, it needs to know what worked, and that means having a clear outcome. People learn a lot better when they have clear outcomes too, but people have a slightly better chance of learning when there isn't one. The other three factors are a lot less discussed and a little harder to explain, and in fact, I've made up my own terminology to talk about them. I'll minute each to explain what they are, how they work, and when and why they matter.